We'll read Acts chapter 2 and verse 21 as we start our worship. Acts 2 and verse 21. And it says, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This evening, we don't know what it is that's on your heart. Is it good? Is it bad? The Bible is telling us everyone, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So I'll ask us to stand as we sing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, praise and glory, honor and wisdom and power all belong to him." And the second verse says, "And let the redeemed of the Lord, they shall be strong in wisdom and purpose, declaring aloud that great honor and power belong to him." Amen. Please feel free to stand and join us as we worship the Lord, to whom when we call, we shall be saved.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, praise and glory, wisdom. To our God forever and ever, be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Salvation belongs to our God. We sing again, "Salvation."
Salvation belongs to our God,
who sits upon shall be strong.
And we the redeemed shall be strong
in purpose,
in purpose,
Lord,
and unity, unity,
declaring the love,
declaring the love,
oh, praise,
praise and glory, Lord, wisdom.
Be to our God,
Yes, Lord, we praise you. We say be to our God forever and ever, because you're a good and loving God. We are reminded that you're the beginning and the end. And so we say that you're the Alpha, you are the Omega. And so we worship you because you are worthy of our praise. To be praised. This evening, as we lift up your name in worship, we lift up your name in praise, we lift up your name in testimony and the word. Lord, may the glory not be ours, may the glory be unto you, because you're the Alpha and Omega. We pray all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Good evening.
You know, when we're in Uganda, this is normally how we start the service. Greet the person on your left and the person on your right, just in case when they entered, you didn't come with them. So let's try it the Ugandan way. If the person you are sitting next to, whether it's your spouse or your mother or your father or your friend, greet them. So greet them.
Greet your neighbors. Give greet them a your good neighbor. Smile. It might be the first one for the day.
Yes, the hello. Hi. Right. Yeah, we normally do that because Peter was sharing in one of the services. I think while we're at Christ Church Pennington, you know, in Uganda, most of the churches we have 3 or 4 services, and we struggle to enter the church. I think the services, most congregations sit about 300 people, but you literally struggle to go in because there will be no space for you.
The sitting is for 300, but the congregation size might be at least 500 trying to get that same space. So the getting in becomes like a rugby match of sorts, really.
So after fighting your way through, then they tell you, greet your neighbor, because you never know whether, though you came with your wife, she might have sat on the other pew. No, it happens, and the family is all over the church. So you turn to, oh, this is Rose now. So you say, hi, welcome, and then the service goes on. Amen. It's good to be here. We were here last evening and had a wonderful fellowship. The food was nice. You know, in African culture, when you feed someone, they always come back. So we are back because the food was nice. But we are back to have fellowship with you. And it's been wonderful seeing some of you were together yesterday, others through the week. What a wonderful fellowship we have. And those who are coming here for the first time, this is the place to be. In Christ, we are one, and in Christ, we have victory. Feel at church. Rose. When you wake up in the morning.
Where? Yeah, or home.
They say some people wake up and they say, good morning, Lord. And others wake up and say, good Lord, it's morning. The same words, just rearranged.
Lord,
for the good things he has done,
I know
nation bows at his command. Open my room,
mambo in Jizaru,
Jalana, Evochian,
and the ocean.
My king,
of the body,
and my rest, on my rock, Jalana. When I face the stormy seas, open my room, you're my king,
and
my rest is on my rock,
Jalana,
who shall I be?
Promises us that he is doing a new thing. Let's forget the past. Hallelujah.
Behold, I'm doing now a new thing.
In the wilderness away, and the river in the desert.
You remember not the past, for I do a brand new thing. Though your sins red like crimson beam, I will take you in my arms, wash you white as snow, for I'm loved.
For I'm loved.
I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with thee. I'll make your life complete. I'll give you a home. I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with me. I'll make your life complete. I'll give you a home.
I will open up your grave, and I'll bring you back into life.
A new spirit I'll give to you, a new heart I'll put within you.
You remember not the past, for your battles I will fight. I will take from you a heart of stone. I will put in you a heart that will live for me, for I'm loved.
For I'm loved.
I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with healing. I'll make your life complete. I'll give you a hope. I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with healing. I'll make your life complete.
let me rest until I have you home through the narrow safety road. I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with thee. I'll make your life complete. I'll give you a home. I'll cause your streams to flow, not ceasing with thee. I'll make your life complete. I'll give you a home.
That is very orderly church. We're going to put a little bit of chaos into it if we can. First of all, we'll start with a little bit of exercise if you like. By the way, I think it's good to know the people that are in front of you. Some of you might have not met us before. So we'll start with the guy behind the keyboards. He'll possibly tell you, you know, we kept giving the students in the schools one or two interesting facts about ourselves. And we'd see their faces go. So, Michael, your name and something else, maybe?
Okay. My name is Michael. Michael, the second name is Kadu. I love sweet stuff. I'm just a sweet tooth. But I have a family and four children. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I'm the last one, is adopted. That's another interesting thing. And I come from a family of 7 children. Yes, so I'm the fifth born. Good enough.
So if there was family planning in his home, he wouldn't be existing here, would he? On the other side?
My name is Daphne. I come from a family of 9, and I am the 8th child.
My name is Rose Makabai Angura. I'm from a family of 24, and I am the 13th born. I have 4 children. 4 children.
So
yes.
How many to go? 20?
No. No, that is it. I have 4 children. Three boys, 1 girl.
The husband will be shocked.
And in 6 years, I had 4 children. And all of them C-section. Isn't God good?
My name is Andrew. I come from a family of 7. 2 girls and 5 boys. And I, for myself, I have a wife, 2 daughters, and a son who are biological. And I adopted 5 children, who all, the last of them is in his 3rd year medical school. Yeah. Good.
You'll find it interesting, but in Uganda, we don't have the social welfare that you have here. And if there's any help to be done to anybody, any person finds themselves called to do that. And we find it stretches our faith. And then when your faith is stretched, you discover that God never fails you even there. So you take steps into the darkness on the sea and walk upon the water. And you discover there's solid ground underneath there that God has prepared for you. And Peter, the other name is Kasamba. I was telling people yesterday at the concert, Kasamba is a name given to a child who is not expected to survive. It was given to my father. You know, infant mortality rate is very high in Africa. So when a child is born, dies, another born, dies, and then the parents go and receive the next baby with sadness in their eyes. They say, what is this after all? This is a piece of rug that we're just going to throw away. Hence the name Kasamba, which means a rug. That was the name given to my father. He's 78 and he's alive, and so are we. We were 8 in our home, 4 boys, 4 girls, and my parents thought, yeah, we need to make the perfect number, so they adopted 2 more boys, so we grew up as 10 in the home. In my home, I have a son and a daughter, 15 and 13, and then recently we got a little boy. God gave him to us by the way of his mother not making it in the delivery room. And we thought we were going to take care of him for a few days while the grandmother copes with all the other 3 siblings that were left in her care. But we soon got to realize we couldn't take the child back into that difficult space because our home was already his home. And now he's 1 year and 6 months old, and he's a sweetie. He tests my old back, but the rest of it is all joy. Now, that brings us to something. You know, when I do certain movements, I feel I'm discovering muscles I haven't referred to in a long time. You know that experience, huh? And we are going to do that with you as well. And we'll start very, very easy because I see a lot of you are becoming senior citizens. So we'll just put our palms on our lap and just exercise the right shoulder a little bit in a very undisturbing way. A little nod. I don't want anybody calling an ambulance here. Just a little bit. And then we do it to the left shoulder as well. And then because now we are a bit better, we get the 2. Sort of make it stronger and stronger until you're bouncing off the seat. Okay, stop there. Now the next we're going to roll our heads. And I always fear that someone will do this and go. So you just feel every muscle in there. You know, every time I wake up in the morning, there's another muscle that has been affected. I spend most of the time rearranging my pillows for a better feeling. Now stop that there. Show me your hands. Do that. I know it's not in your prayer books. And do that. But it will soon be there in the modern prayer book. And then do that. And that. That and say step one. Oh, come on. You have good food behind there. You have no excuse. Back in Africa, I would have thought there's a famine somewhere, but here there's none. Okay, step one.
Step one.
Come on, that chesty soldier voice. Chest one.
Step one.
Okay, let's get it right. Step one.
Step one.
Step two.
Step two.
Step three.
Step three.
Step four.
Step four.
Step one.
Step
two. Step three. Step four. Then wind it up and ooh. All right. Let's get it together, okay? Ooh. Okay. And then the last step, and this goes with a warning. If you know you're wearing a wig, it's wise to try this very, very gently. You tip your head backwards and swing it from side to side, shouting, yeah, 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 yeah. 4 times, you're ready. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good release, huh? I think that will surely do well in our prayer books. Okay, back to step one.
Step
two.
Step three.
Step three.
Step
four.
Step four.
Ooh! And yeah, 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 yeah. Fast forward to be sure we have all the steps ready. 1, 2, 3, go. Step one, step two, step three. Ooh. Ooh! Okay, now we are going to put 2 beats to every step. You ready? 1, 2, 3, we go. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Ooh, and yeah, 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 again. Step one. Come on, add a dance, a swag into it. Step four. Ooh, and yeah, yeah, yeah. Now let's add some music to it, shall we? We'll take it slow so we can fit the steps into the actions, into the music. One, two, three, let's start.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Ooh, yeah, 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 let's go.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
One more time, let's try.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh,
your own. Now, I'll just give you a little explanation and then tell you what we're going to do. In case you're wondering, these images are the drawings you find on the walls in the pyramid, all right? Okay? And this here is the struggle of a prisoner. And ooh is the breaking of chains. And yeah is the celebration of a prisoner set free. And I know all of us in this world have all sorts of chains attached to us. I know as we grow up, we get into some habits that we think are supposed to entertain us. And with time, they become our total slave masters. And as we sing this and we do other things and we're in this place, we pray that God will visit us at those points of needs and change those situations and set us free. So we are going to take it at normal speed. I'll be doing the verses while you really make me feel good about doing it well. And then we'll do the choruses together. You may stand up. One, two, one, go! One, two, three, start!
Pharaoh, Pharaoh! Ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go! Ooh! Yeah! Pharaoh, Pharaoh!
Pharaoh was holding the children of God. He treated them unkindly and he made them work too hard. No food for the hungry and no medicine for the sick. Now God looked down from heaven and said, hey Pharaoh, let my people go.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Ooh. Yeah.
Pharaoh,
Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Ooh.
Was tending the sheep in the field. I look over there, what's that? Hey, a green burning bush. Said, now let me get closer and take a big look. Now God told Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, ooh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
I think it's really nice to be here. For one reason, Andrew thinks that I should come from behind and stand in front and say something. But it's not only Andrew who thinks so. I think when the Lord has done something in your life, you just have to get up and say it. That's what I believe and I recommend. I told you that my name is Michael. The second thing I didn't tell you about my name, Michael Kadu. Kadu, in my language, means a small slave. So I'm at your service. I'm slightly better than him. Yes. I mean my name. Okay. Now, but I just wanted to share with you in a very, very short time, because I believe time is going, but we have the challenge. Back home, we operate on AST, which is sometimes called African Stretchable Time. But we'll try not to be that here, if we can. If we fail, please bear with us. Now, over the years, there's something that I've learned in my life. When you call upon the Lord, He will answer. If you don't call upon Him, He still cares. But when you call upon the Lord, it says a lot about what your heart's desire is. When two or three are gathered together, what happens? And He will grant their requests. Now, but it doesn't mean that they have to be two or three. And I think that's the thing that we tend to lose in our lives. It's about us. I've had a situation in my life, and many people have been asking about this because people have shared snippets of it here and there. And so some of you, some in the other places went to, kept on asking. And Andrew said, Michael, you need to share that. But I've shared it with some of you. So what is it? What is that situation where the Lord himself, I called upon the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And I know that he can answer in your life. I'll speak to that specific situation. In 2008, 10th of February, I drive into home, and as I'm driving into home, I notice there are some guys around. So I get out of the car thinking they're visitors, and they turned out to be thugs. And to cut the long story short, those thugs battered me to what would have been death. You get me? To what would have been death. It's 2017, I'm right here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even if I didn't say anything else. But what's the big story there? In the process, I was really bad. It was a very bad situation. And I ended up struggling for my life. And sometimes in life, when we have such situations, it's very bad. And we tend to give up. However, I want to praise the Lord because he had already saved me. I had committed my life to Jesus Christ in 1987. And because of that, it's amazing. I didn't lose hope. I called upon the name of Jesus. And at each point, I never went into a depression. At each point, I never went into a depression because I called upon the name of Jesus. And I had the assurance that he was there with me. And so, the situation, which for some of you, if you went through it, I don't know what would happen. I want to encourage you. If anything, even if it's simple or as complicated as mine, just call upon the name of Jesus. So, I am hospitalized, unconscious. I don't know what's happening. And I end up in hospital, away from work, 5 months. And I'm calling upon the name of the Lord at each point. And the Lord was providing and providing and providing. The Lord provided the amazing surgeons. Remember, I'm an African in Uganda, sub-Saharan Africa, right in the tropics. So medical facilities don't exist like they exist in your country. Guess what the Lord did? All of this side was bashed. The Lord restored me. This is not an eye. This is an eye. You know what I'm talking about. So this is not an eye. So ideally, that's what they've been talking about. I have one eye. This side, if you checked inside, it's like bionic man. Maxillofacial surgeons have reconstructed with titanium plates and all of those things. And remember, I am an African in the middle of Africa where these facilities don't exist. And we called upon the name of the Lord, the whole church, all of these brethren, everybody, including Alan and the family, they all prayed. It was a very bad experience. So if your eye and everything is crushed, so I have a silicone eyeball and I have a prosthetic eye and I have all these things. If you look at my head, it's sort of chop, 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 but it was all done. My face, which was very bad, they've done a good job to it. And this is now real flesh and not anything else. We called upon the name of the Lord and he was faithful and he was faithful. And you can see me now years after. And that's what the Lord does. But you don't need to even get to a situation like mine. In very many situations, I've seen the Lord be faithful and faithful, surely. Even if it's just as simple a situation like Peter shared in church, when you don't have the fuel or the money to take you to the next month, the Lord is faithful. Do you know why he's faithful? Do you know why he's faithful? How I can tell? I don't know what you're going through. And I don't know what problem you had last month, but imagine you're here. Isn't the Lord faithful? The Lord is faithful. Be encouraged. When you call upon his name, he is faithful. If you want more details of the story, you talk to me. Why don't you sing that song? He's faithful.
As he gets the keyboard going, that was a very traumatizing night. You know, we are all called in about 10 p.m. into the hospital, and he was in surgery. All this face was totally disfigured. And we prayed to God, please save that eye. And sometimes God saves the person and lets the eye go, but he gives them the capacity to handle everything that comes with the loss of the eye. I must say, in the night, he's better at driving than me with my two eyes. And and God gave him such power and positivity, and we couldn't believe it. No, you go to encourage a man, and he's the one encouraging you. And I want to tell you, you have situations in your life there, they look like the end of the world, but believe me, they are not. It's the direction you're facing that will determine whether they're over or life is just beginning. A new tragedy opens the door to something very new and very special. And so many years later, we stand to testify of God's goodness. Michael, are you nearly there?
Lord, I know that you never ever leave me. Now I know.
Lord, I know that your love
will never ever leave me. Lord, I know that your love is always by my side.
It's like a river flowing on forever. Jesus, I'm gonna bless your name.
You have been so faithful all of my life. Through thick and thin, your love has never failed me. You have been so faithful all of my life. And Jesus, I'm gonna bless your name.
God is faithful, and we are going to bless his name. Amen. Now, we came with drums. And children love drums. And adults love drums, don't they? Or they love the sound of drums. Or they love the drums. I'm saying this so that it's not on our program, but we have the drums. So we want the children to come and play the drums. We want them to come and dance. Since they didn't go out, they are going to come and play the drums. They are going to come and dance. For us, we shall sing for them. You will clap for them. And they'll enjoy themselves.
Okay, great. So let's get on with this. Hey.
All of them can play the drums. All of them can dance. The parents will clap their hands. Unless if they also want to come and dance. Wait there, wherever. Doesn't matter. It's a crash course of 1 minute.
You want this?
Peter, are we ready? Now, that's wonderful. The sound is coming through. Now, for us who are clapping, just for those who are clapping, I know you normally clap like this. For this particular one, the song talks about the fact that when you see them dancing or praising, God has done something good for them. Now, if God has done something good for you today, you clap from side to side, your shoulder moves a little bit, put some feeling in the clap. Today there is someone who celebrated her birthday, and we shall sing happy birthday to her. But I want to see her, I feel she needs to give it a sway. All of us, we clap from side to side, then they will dance, they will clap. You'll clap, they'll dance, they'll drum, and I will sing. Fair deal? Whole church together. Wherever you are, do something. The least you can do is stamp your feet.
What are you going to sing about?
I am singing about the fact that when you see us dancing, celebrating, it's because Jesus has done something good, or Jesus is in the house. When you see them dancing, Jesus is there. Okay? Bola baba imba
abana bamno
nga Yesu yaliwo
abana bamno nga Yesu yaliwo
abana bamno
nga Yesu yaliwo
abana bamno
nga Yesu yaliwo
abana
bamno nga Yesu yaliwo
abana
bamno
nga
Yesu yaliwo
abana
bamno
nga
Yesu yaliwo
Ola baba imba
Ola baba imba
Ola baba imba
Na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba
abana ba
Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba abana ba Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba
abana ba
Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba
abana ba
Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba
abana ba
Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Ola baba imba
abana ba
Ola baba imba
na Yesu yali
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, when they had started dancing, it reminded me of my wedding day. The flower girl just stood, didn't know what to do. So one of the girls didn't know whether to continue moving or not. But then along the way, she picked up the rhythm. But they did a wonderful... Let's clap for them once again. They enjoyed themselves. This evening, we've been sharing about the fact that when you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. So I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
And we have one of the stars. Yes. Oh, you're also here. Great. But two.
Anybody yes. else from Lawton High School here?
Lawton High School. Who sang with us? Anybody who sang with us?
If you were with us in the choir, you're welcome up front here.
Great.
to the hills. Where does my hope come from? My hope it comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my hope come from? My hope it comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
All creation sing hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help, it comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help, it comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help, it comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. Thank you. These guys have been wonderful. Please appreciate them once again. What I don't know is if they are going to have permission to be with us for the remaining 4 days, we need to export them to all the schools we are going to tomorrow, the other day. If the parents are here, I don't know what you need to write to the headmaster and say, please ask them to be here for the next 4 days. But wonderful. Well done. Thank you. Their parents must be very proud of them. I would if they are mine. Our time is up, isn't it? We go the Africans. Alan, does this normally happen after you've preached and they say, preach more? Okay. We were meant to say the benediction. But now, let's stretch the time. You are the one who have requested, not us. I like that deal.
Besides, if I were you, I wouldn't really be longing to go out in that razor-sharp air. That's that's part of your signature climate.
No.
You know... I say the sun here has lost its power. It's very lazy, comes out late and just can't climb high enough, sort of goes a bit and then falls back powerless and waits to try again the next day. I sort of long for our own sun back home. It's 12 hours day, 12 hours night, all year round. It's a bit hot too as well. But... it's a beautiful thing to sing about God. But, you know, you might... Somebody one day told me, you know, you make us feel what we only feel when we are taking a glass of wine. I want to say what I've drunk means I'll never thirst again as long as I keep going to the same well. The joy of the Lord. You know, entertainment without strings attached. You know, without addiction dangers... Without monetary costs, you know, you don't pay money for this. You don't need to pay for an LSD or an opiate or whatever or another high. You don't need to inject anything and you don't get scarred. In fact, when I became a Christian in secondary school, it was the first time I saw all the books I hadn't been reading for the past 3 years. I thought I was just there to be a young man, a teenager. And a teenager is a rebel. He's big-headed. He talks big and... really just challenges authority. And that's what I'd been doing. But when God opened my eyes, I suddenly realized all the downtrodden, the little people who are bullied by everybody. I realized how people take advantage of girls. They're like pieces of meat, and the guys are all talking of how they'll sleep with them. And these became my sisters suddenly. And I realized that I actually didn't need money to have a good big life. Because my joy did not come from my status, my financial or economic status. Because in school we're more or less all the same. I just realized that there's a lot more joy and fulfillment in looking out for people who are downtrodden and talking to them and lifting them up. And I keep telling people, the day I got saved, I believe what was said in heaven is today this bomb has been neutralized. Because I keep telling people, when God saved me, he saved all the daughters that lived around where I dwelt. Because I was a dangerous weapon flying wild. He saved people from my fists of anger. I had such fits of anger and fury and anger. I had a grudge with certain people who were not of my tribe. You could say you're not of my race. God delivered me from that. And right now, my wife comes exactly from that tribe that I thought I would never ever talk to. He saved me from, he saved my money from wastage into alcohol, into drugs. Exactly.
She comes from my tribe. Actually, what happened? He backslid because he was my brother in the Lord, and now he became my brother-in-law.
You see, we were not following each other, but we found two pretty girls in the same home, and we became relatives on that account. So he saved my money. I keep saying he saved my wife, because what a husband I would have been. I was so full of myself. I knew anybody who gets me would get a catch. I'm a trophy. Whoever gets me, who can get a guy like me, you know? And God brought the humble spirit in me to be able to see what was not right with me so that he's able to work on me day by day. He saved my children from an absentee father. People, one of the biggest problems in this world today is the voice of a man, a fatherly, loving voice of a stable man who will not go away, to whom people are more important than pretty girls running around, than I'm stressed. You know, I can't handle this anymore. It doesn't feel like it anymore. I don't feel what I felt anymore. Now, can you imagine someone who loves you no matter what you look like? No matter how covered in mud you are? No matter how maimed you are, like the prodigal son coming back in from a pigsty mash all over himself, and the father runs and hugs him and begins kissing his dirty, smelly face. And say, wash him, robe him in a new cloth. You know, that sort of father that God desires us to be. And I talk this to men particularly. Men. You're a man. Stand your grounds and be a man. Take the voice of authority and love. You know, power without love is basically a misguided missile. A big truck without a steering wheel and brakes crashing into everything that is in its way. But God has made us strong. He has given us a booming voice. When my wife is trying to tell the children to do something and they're not following, and I'm lying on my bed half asleep and I shout, Jesse! Jesse says, yes, daddy. And his voice changes. The voice of authority in a house is very important. That is if it's accompanied by love and devotedness, devotion. You know, men, let's not waste our lives here. The world is falling apart because the men are not standing in the place where they ought to be. Even if you're not earning, like for so long my wife has been earning a lot more than I. And I was beginning to cower in the background and feeling like I think I've lost the sting in my tail. I don't think I can make it anymore. You know, she cried and said, please, I need you. I need your voice. I need you, your affirmation. I need you to tell the people. I need you to tell the children, let's pray. Tell them it's all right. Everything we vowed is ours, you know. What I earn, what you earn is ours. As long as I have, you also have. And I realized God gave me some of the best things the person could ever have. A joy without strings attached. Set me free from all these issues. And I know among us, you, there are people who are Christians, but they're struggling with, you know, one foot in the old world and the other in here. And they can't go. They think, what will I do with these entertainments that I keep having? What will I do with the other lady? Oh, I'll just have her as a girlfriend. No, go all the way. Be a man. Marry her. Don't just keep visiting. You allow yourself room to visit every other place. That's not the way of the Lord. Man up. Take responsibility for your actions. Am I being too hard on you? I wish I could be harder. You know, it's a beautiful thing when a man finally realizes the way to life is to let go. Let go and let God take charge. And there's this song from Acholi Land. But it's, I think it's been mixed up with Alur Land as well, so it's not pure Acholi anymore. So it says, we come to worship the Lord who loves us. And his perfect love has taken away our sorrow, has taken away our sins, has taken away our shame. You know, when a man comes home and he can't say what he has done, but then he realizes the Lord has forgiven him and he comes and sits back in his place of authority and puts the family back together again. Hallelujah, wana binu pako ruot lubanga mao maruwa. Hallelujah, wana binu pako ruot yechu mao maruwa.
Hallelujah, wana binu pako ruot lubanga
mao maruwa. Hey, wei ni maro,
kwa
wanchu kinabara,
ni maro,
ni maro. Yechu mao marua.
Hallelujah, wana bino paku rotu banga.
Hey, hallelujah, wana bino paku rotu banga mao marua.
Hallelujah, wana bino paku rotu banga.
Manga ya pape na
ni maro wancho kinabara.
Last song that I'll ask us to sing in the front. Just encouraging you, what I shared. He's faithful. And we've been singing it. If some of you know it, just join us. It encourages you to hold on. Hold on. Never, never, never let go. There are situations that come and it's absolutely hard and you feel like you just want to let go of your faith. in God. But I'm encouraging you, hold on, never, never let go. If I hadn't held on, where would I be? If I hadn't held on, where would I be? But see where I am. If I don't hold on tonight, maybe my lovely hosts, the Leakeys, I might not get some dinner. Just hold on, press on, press on. You know what I mean? Just hold on, hold on. Just that extra mile. You guys can sing that song? Great.
It's all about food.
And please join us when they say, hold on, hold on. Never, never let go. Okay? Are we there?
Hold on to Jesus.
He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Oh, hey! And confused,
call on him, he will help you.
Tired and wounded, broken hearted and abused,
call on him, he will help you.
Oh yes,
come to Jesus. Sorrow may tarry for the night, joy shall come in the morning.
Why not
come to Jesus? Sorrow may tarry for the night, joy shall come in the morning.
Hold on, hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall.
Hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall.
Sorrows, looking for a reason to smile,
call on him, he will help you.
Trapped in delusion, looking for a bright new star,
call on him, he will help you.
Oh yes,
come. Sorrow may tarry for the night, joy shall come in the morning.
Why not
come to Jesus? Sorrow may tarry for the night, joy shall come in the morning.
Hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Hold on.
He is your best friend. He will not let you fall.
Thank you.
joy shall come in the morning.
Hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Oh, hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Never, never, ever let you go. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Never, never, ever let you go.
Hold on.
Jesus, He is your best friend. He will not let you fall. Hold on to Jesus. He is your best friend. He will not let you fall.
Amen. We're going to pray. I don't know what we have said or sung that has touched you. But as we've ended on that note to say, hold on to Jesus, I would like each one of us to pray for themselves. Because you know your situation, you know what's on your heart, and that thing, or whatever it is, you say, Lord, I want to hold on to you. I don't want to let go of you. Because I know you won't let go of me. Shall we pray? Just a moment for each one of us to pray for ourselves or pray for our family or pray for someone who we feel the Lord is reaching out to. And then Alan will say a final prayer and then we'll hand back to. Lord, we give you thanks for this evening. We give you glory, we give you honor. Lord, even as we've heard from your word, that if we call upon your name, we shall be saved. And even as we've sung and ended by saying that, let's hold on to you, we thank you because, Lord, you're faithful. Michael testified of your faithfulness. You are our healer, you are our provider. We give you thanks. Thank you for everyone who is here this evening. They've not come just by mistake, but you've purposed that they'll be here, and we glorify your name for that. Lord, you've heard each of our prayers, and I know you're going to answer them. Be personal to each one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let's just say thank you, Lord, for the AYF. What a wonderful blessing they've been to us, and we pray that you may bless them as they return home later this week, and that their families and all their home life and everything may be just perfect when they arrive back there, and just provide for all their needs, we pray. Lord, bless them, overflowing, let their cups overflow with your love, and that all you need to provide for them, Lord. Thank you for them, in Jesus' name. Amen. And just pray, bless every one of us here as we go away, that we may know your love overflowing in our lives and that hope and joy. Amen.